Good evening, everyone. This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma, and I'm excited to be the host. I get to introduce our host, who's going to bring up the guest speaker. We have a special guest speaker tonight, top income earner in the entire world of network marketing, including every company that does this, is in this industry. We've got a very special straight shooter, somebody who's earned many millions of dollars, who's going to speak, and we're going to learn a lot tonight from national consultant Ray Monty. And I love this business, and I'm just so excited to be affiliated with all of my friends, and welcome you to the call. If you can press mute on your line, I think I muted everyone out, but if you can press mute, that would be a good safe bet there, because I did hear somebody. Anyway, what I have the privilege to do is introduce my good friends, a couple that I love dearly. I have a lot of respect for them. They top 50 income earners, national consultants, Thompson Leadership Award winners. There's a lot of attributes, but the thing that I most respect and love about them is my mentor in network marketing, by the name of Bill Britt, taught something called vertical alignment. And basically, it was the priorities in life that allow people to be successful and bear fruit in everything that they do. And it was God, family, country, then business or profession and so on and so forth. But it was God, family, country, business. And they live God, family, country, business. And they live it every single day. And I'm just, I have the privilege of introducing our host and good friends. I love them dearly. Please help me welcome Richard and Mary Amuedo.
We are here, Jay. we're here. I know you must be wore out, Jay, because you just came back from the SEMA car show, and I'm anticipating you picked something up for me.
Of course I did. And Brian asked me about a half a dozen times, what did you get? I'm not kidding. What car did you buy? And then I told him, I sent a message on Facebook, and I said, I put a deposit down on a Bentley, a small deposit, and then they're going to get the rest of it from you, Brian. And he hasn't responded yet.
I'm going to try that on Brian and see if it works. So, and I love what you said about vertical alignments. It certainly has been the case for us in this business. We've loved being in partnership with you and with Brian and people like Ray Monty. And I'm super excited to have Ray on the call tonight. And I think a lot of people don't have a personal relationship with Ray, especially if you're not in the Northeast and you don't get to work with him on a regular basis. You just hear him on the conference calls and, at Ambition and Simulcast. But the thing I love most about Ray is that I've spent years studying Ray, like just watching him interact. Ray always says, people ask me to shadow me, and I tell him I don't do anything special. And I said, I tell Ray all the time, you definitely do something different because my paycheck doesn't look like your paycheck. But I've watched Ray and I've studied him, and what I can tell you is Ray loves his people. He loves this business. He loves this industry. He loves helping people. And I coined the phrase Papa Ray, because Ray is a big old teddy bear, a Papa Bear, especially when it comes to his team. And I think that's the thing that makes Ray so different and endearing in this industry. He works hard. He plays hard. He loves hard. And it's just been a pleasure watching him during this season. And we've been really honored with partnership with Ray and his friendship. He's been incredibly generous to us and our team, and we just love him dearly.
People sometimes will ask me, what's the most nervous or scared you've ever been in Ambit Energy? Was it the first time you spoke at Power Trip, first time you spoke at Ambition? And I said, no, it's none of that. I said, it was about the summer of 2015, and Ray Monty had called us up and said, hey, we'd love to have you come up and speak at one of our events in Scranton. I was like, what am I going to say at your training that you can't say? And I just remember all the way leading up to the moment that we got up on the platform, I was just one. Because I was filled with so much respect and honor and gratitude. And it was just, I wanted to make sure that whatever it is I said, I wanted to make Ray proud. And so it's just it's neat to have gotten to know you, Ray, and to spend time with you. So without further ado, please help me welcome national consultant Ray Monty. Ray, you there?
I'm here, Richard. First of all, thank you and Mary and Jay, and It's always great to do these conference calls, but it's even better when you're on a call with people that you respect and love and think the world of you guys. And, you know, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be here not only because of Ambit, but I'm excited to be here because of the timing of Ambit and to be able to get on a call 68 days out from simulcast and share where I'm at right now with this company, what we've accomplished and where we're going, and to have you guys on here. I appreciate you guys, love you guys, and thank you for having me on here. And, you know, it's important times in Ambit. You know, Jay's out playing and looking at cars, and I'm up here doing trainings and one-on-ones, and this is my third conference call today. I did an hour web presentation, been doing one-on-ones all day, because when you know something big's coming, the key to take advantage of it is to prepare for it. And everybody on this call, I assume, is in Ambit or is looking at Ambit. And in 68 days, whether you're going to Houston or the bigger location, which is Hartford, or you're streaming it, I believe we're going to have some of the biggest announcements ever in this company. And there's something special going on, guys. I just did my team call here a little bit ago, and we had a lady who came to the United States legally 3 years ago from Brazil, and she became an executive consultant in a year. And over the last 3 weeks, I went back and looked, we've had 46 promotions on our team. We've got another gentleman who's going to probably promote this week on Tony Procopio's team. He's going to become an executive consultant somewhere south of 40 days. And so when I'm telling you this thing is getting interesting, and the timing of it, I know we're going into the holidays. I know people get distracted, but you need to focus. You need to focus for the next 88 days. So the reason I say 88 days is 68 days to simulcast, and then figure we're going to have a promotion that lasts a couple weeks after that. And when I talked about my team yesterday at a training that I did at my home, I put it out there a couple days ago. We had 45 people trek up here to Jackson, New Hampshire, was getting committed and focused to the next 90 days. And 90 days out was Super Bowl Sunday. I believe it's February 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. And I told everybody to get laser focused and that they'd have the opportunity to probably make more money from January 13th through the end of February than they've ever made in their lives because of what's coming. So the fact that you guys are having me on here tonight, I don't take it lightly. I appreciate it. Love you guys. And Richard, anything you want to talk about, I'm open.
Yeah, Ray, absolutely. Thank you. You know, one of the things that I heard you talk about in there was preparation. And, you know, Mary and I, when we came into this business, I wouldn't say we came in ultra-prepared other than that we had some pretty thick skin because of the traditional businesses that we'd been in. But, you know, you came in with 15 years of preparation. And, you know, when you talk about somebody new who's coming into Ambit, you know, what would you say that they've got to do to get themselves prepared to build this business?
Well, you got to do two things, and the first thing is you've got to get plugged in. And so I'm probably preaching to the choir, because if you're listening to this call, you're plugged in. You want to be a sponge. You know, I got involved in network marketing. It's amazing. It'll be 22 years the end of this month. I signed up in Excel Communications December 1st, 1996, and so except for a couple downtimes in between, it's been pretty much a 22-year sprint. And at the beginning, like most people in this industry, I had no clue what I was doing. So I found people who were where I wanted to be. One of them happened to be a gentleman by the name of Brian McClure, who came into my life probably 7 or 8 months after I screwed everything up. But I was successful because I was working hard. I was ignorance on fire. And Brian was able to give me guidance and kind of show me what I needed to do. And a lot of that is going to come by making mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes in Ambit. It's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to feel like you're going to quit. We all go through that. But if you find people like Richard and Mary and Jay Emma and the coach Alan Johnsons and, you know, Tim Devine, who just left my house, just got home from Vegas with Jay, but drove up here to come up here and talk to me and bring one of his new consultants up and get some materials for the week. If you find people like that and you surround yourself with like-minded people and people who are where you want and respect their time and find out what they did. You know, I've had some incredible mentors, and one of my mentors was a guy who was a top income earner in Excel Communications, and I got to know him, and because I was always courteous and respectful of his time, he took a liking to me, had the pleasure of going down to his beach house, and Richard and Mary, you've heard me tell this story before, and I asked them, what do I need to do to get to where you are? What's it going to take for me to have your lifestyle, to make the kind of money that you make, to be able to take care of my friends and family, to donate money to any charity I want to give to? What do I need to do to get to where you are? And I remember sitting on his porch, and he looked at me and said, do you want to know? I said, I do. He said, you've got to find people who want it as bad as you do. And so I think the first thing is you've got to be around those type of people. The second thing you've got to do is you've got to get promoted in the compensation plan. You've got to put yourself in position to make that kind of money that you want to make, and it's not going to happen as an MC. That doesn't mean that people don't get involved in this business and happen to sign up the right person. I can give you examples of people on my team who got into, haven't done a lot, but they signed up somebody who signed up a superstar. Now they're making $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month in residual income because they got lucky. Doesn't usually happen that way. You've got to get promoted and get positioned as an RC or as an SC. Just had a young man that came with Tim. He's been in the business 3 or 4 days. We talked about getting to RC here by Wednesday. He'll be in a week to RC. That's what his focus is. And then he's talking about getting to SC by the end of this year. He wants to go to simulcast as an SC. Why? Because if Ambit does what I believe they might be doing, and there's rumors going around of what this promotion could be, as an SC, he's going to have the opportunity to go out there and work hard from January 13th or January 12th through the end of the month and probably put $5,000 or $10,000 in his pocket and help other people do the same thing. So, Richard, that's a great question. Get around successful people. Get to Power Trip. If you're in the Northeast, you need to be in Scranton, you know, with a list of leaders that are going to be there. You know, we just added a leadership reception after the event on Saturday where a bunch of ECs and NCs are going to hang out eating wings, eating pizza, drinking beers, watching football, talking about life, Ambit, anything else in general. Get to those events. Get to the after party at Simulcast. You know, if you're going to Houston or if you're going to Hartford, one of the most exciting things to me is rather than going to Simulcast and driving right home, stay there for the weekend. Saturday night afterwards, there's going to be 1,000 people. And guys, you would have think that we just won the World Series like they did here in Boston with the announcements that they're going to have coming. Imagine being in Hartford or being in Houston with 2,000 people, and this company makes one of the biggest announcements in the history, lucratively-wise, a lot of money coming on the table, rumor. Obviously, everything's subject to change, but if they do what I think they're going to do, why would you not want to hang out with people like Brian McClure or Tim Olinger or Jim and Kim Mason or Tim and Sonia Devine or Jay and Teresa Samborn or Jay Emma or Tony and Diana Procopio or Jay. I go on and on and on and on. All these leaders are going to be hanging out Saturday night up here, and I'm sure you've got a whole bunch of leaders down in Houston as well. Get to these events. Go get to know these people. Figure out what they're doing that you can emulate to go get to where they are. Those are the two things you got to do if you want to get to where they are. Be around them, learn from them, and get promoted in the compensation plan. You know, there's a guy up here, he's going to get promoted to EC in 40 days on Tony Procopio's team. That's pretty amazing. Right now with what's going on, do you think that he's going to have success? We're actually going fishing with him down at Brian's place here in just a couple weeks. I'm looking forward to learning from him.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, one of the first Power Trips, Mary was on bed rest, and she had to beg the doctor to let her go. I mean, just wore the doctor out. Someone just showed us some pictures of her at that event where she's on a cot in the front row. And then when she was speaking on stage, she was in a big chair and had to get up there on a wheelchair. Someone had to help her up there. And, you know, I just think of when I hear people of saying all the reasons why they can't go to Power Trip or why they can't go to Simulcast or they can't go to Ambition. And it just, I can't. Instead of, you know, the most powerful question I've ever had, you know, in Ambit that I've ever done is how. I'm always asking how. And I know you've got some great people on your team, obviously, but, you know, probably those people are the ones asking, how can I do this? How can I do this better? And I just wish more people would get that, you know, if you'd ask questions, you'll learn. If you get around the right people, you'll learn. So, you know, I know, the rumors, whatever, as far as it pertains to Simulcast, but, you know, what do you say to somebody that comes into Ambit, this is their first time at any kind of network marketing, they don't have the bumps and bruises from being in other, you know, compensation plans and having to sell products, they just, you know, what do you say to somebody who doesn't realize what they've got their hands on right now?
You know, I think that's the biggest challenge we have. I was just on a conference call. Like I said, we had a brand new executive consultant, and I want to use Marcia Santos as an example. She came here from Brazil 3 years ago. She was cleaning homes, and she got an illness. She got a tumor, and she wasn't able to clean homes anymore. And so here, as in the United States, looking to do better for her family, and something keeps her from doing what she does to pay her bills and take care of her family. And so Ambit came in. She was praying for an answer, and Ambit comes in. And here's a lady that is learning English. I think she does real well. She's learning English in a foreign country, and she appreciates what we have here. And by doing that, she goes out there and she gets to EC in 12 months. And I think the biggest challenge, and I said to her, why do you think more people don't realize what we have here? Richard, we have it so good. Think about this. You and I are talking, and Jay and Mary. And by the way, I remember Mary being in bed rest at that first power trip. That was my first power trip, and I didn't really know you guys, but I loved you right away because I saw her commitment level. But I don't think people realize how good we have it. You know, think about it. It's $100 to get started. In Texas, if you get two customers, and in the Northeast and the rest of the country, you get three customers, you break even. So how many businesses can you break even within your first couple hours? And you've got the opportunity to go out there and become millionaires. You know, I think there's 60 or 70 millionaires in Ambit right now. There's plenty more that are on the way. If you're here just because you want to get free electricity, there's tens of thousands of people doing that. What makes Ambit so powerful is not all the millionaires. Not all the people getting free electricity, it's the middle of the road people. You know, I've been in other network marketing companies where there was a very fine line between a lot of people making money and the majority of people making no money. In Ambit, I can give you thousands of examples of people on my team who are making an extra $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, combination residual income and free energy. And what's amazing is they have no overhead. They go out there and they gather a handful of customers and they share with a couple of people and things go on. And so I've been in this industry for 22 years. One of the challenges we have is when you've got people who've been involved in network marketing before and they come over here, they're kind of beaten down. They kind of look for things to go wrong. But when you find the perfect company, you just got to focus on what's right with it. Now, for new people, congratulations. You know, this company is a little over 12 years old. For 7 or 8 of the first 12 years, it was the perfect company. In 2014, we had what's called the polar vortex, and it wasn't just Ambit, it was anybody in the energy industry took a hit. Many of the companies didn't survive. Not only did Ambit survive 2014, they actually thrived and made money in it. And so this industry continues to evolve. What's so exciting to me is, Richard, 22 years I've been in this industry, 11 years, 1 month in Ambit, I've seen it all. And when you have highs and lows, the key is to just weather them, is to try to stay even and focus on getting through them. And when things are good, you need to react and position yourself. And here's what I know about Ambit. We've got the guaranteed savings all over the Northeast right now, which is just blowing up here. When people can come on for 2 years, no more term plans, no more of that headaches. We've got that wholesale club down in Texas. We've got co-founders that are focused. We've got a big event coming up. You've got leadership in place. I just got a text message that Steve Thompson is going to be out on the road in New Hampshire and Massachusetts this week. Brian McClure is coming to Scranton this week. Why are people like myself and you and Richard, you and Mary, and Steve Thompson and Brian McClure and Chris Atkinson was just up in Buffalo? Why are people who've made $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million out on the road right now? See, I learned a long time ago, if you watch the people at the top and watch what they're doing, that'll give you a pretty good indication of what's going on in that company. I'm busting my ass harder than I've ever worked before. I don't need to be doing Ambit anymore. They've paid me a lot of money. I got a lot of good lifestyle. Why do I do it? Because I want to be part of something special. See, I've seen this movie before. I know when things come together at the right time and you work hard and prepare and surround yourself with good people, and Chris and Jerry does what they do, it's an amazing event. The last time this happened for me in Ambit was back in 2015. It's when we had the simulcast in 2015 when they came out with that big announcement and promotion, and then they opened up the state of Maine. Some incredible people have come into my life. I had my biggest month ever in February 2015. But Richard, what I'm so excited about is if I go back to January of 2015, when we had the simulcast. We had the simulcast in January 2015. It was on the 24th of January. 11 days prior to that, I got a call from Chris Chambliss, who told me what he was thinking about announcing at simulcast 2015. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to do it. He told me I couldn't tell people exactly what it was. But what he did tell me was, I could tell people potentially the biggest announcement ever in the history of Ambit was coming. And they made it. And they lowered the price from $429. They waived that for a couple months. First time ever. And I had 11 days to go out there and prepare my team for it and tell them, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Get excited. Do what we need to do. Get plugged into the system. Get your people to simulcast. Wonder why I'm so excited right now? Because we got 68 days. We moved mountains in 11 days. We registered thousands of people. We got a lot of people excited. Tony Procopio, one of our top incomers in this company, Thompson Leadership Award winner, prepared back then. Tony told me that in February he had his biggest weeks ever too. As if you're brand new, you've got 68 days to go out there, get your customers, get to RC, get yourself promoted. Because if they do what I'm hearing potentially could happen in 68 days, you want to be prepared. It's all about preparation. You're going to make a whole lot more money as an RC than you are as an MC. You're going to make even more money as an SC than you are as an RC. A whole lot more money as an EC than an SC, and a whole lot more money as an NC than an EC. And I'm going to make a whole lot more money as an active NC that is guiding my team and telling them I'm going to lead by example. Richard, I just signed up a new consultant last week. I got two more coming in tomorrow as an NC. Three people in 1 week. I haven't sponsored three people in 1 week in probably 5 or 6 years. I am a rootin' tootin' recruiting machine because I know what's coming. And so if you're brand new, congratulations. If this is your first day playing football, 68 days you're playing in the Super Bowl. That's how big this is. Things are booming in Ambit. I know some people say, well, it's not happened for me. Are you plugged in? Are you out there recruiting new people? Or are you having the pity party? Are you hanging around with the people who are still complaining about what happened in 2014, 2015, and always me? See, there's people like that on my team, too. They're always making excuses. Just had a lady on my call that moved here 3 years ago, barely speaks any English in a foreign country, had some health issues that sidelined her from doing her job, who found Ambit, and in 12 months she became an EC. Some people just don't appreciate what they got, but the ones that do, financial freedom for the start of a job, for the start of $100. Richard, I did a meeting at Cabela's 2 weeks ago, and before I got there, that's probably a bad place to do a meeting because before I got there, of course, I'm looking around, looking at all this cool stuff that Cabela's has. And, you know, up here in New Hampshire, I had to go buy some new plates, and I know Mary knows that joke about me buying new plates because she took one of my plates to a training. So, Mary, you'll be happy to know we bought some new plates. I found two sets. They were $59 each. There's deer and moose on them, and they matched my house, so I bought two sets of them. Cost me $126 for some plates, some cups, some bowls, and some salad plates. What's a better deal, $126 on bowls and plates, or $100 to start a business that can change your life? These are big times. You know what I'm doing up here, Richard? I'm personally sponsoring people. I'm talking to my team. I'm doing conference call after three-way call. I just had 15 of my leaders up to my house 2 weeks ago with Jordan Buckingham over here. We're shooting all kinds of new videos for the EC Factory website. We're updating that. We just put together a free electricity video. We're getting everything ready. We're excited about the power trip. We're doing that extra deal on Sunday with the leadership breakfast with Brian and Walter Bond coming in. Why? Because if I'm right, and Chris and Jerry being the leaders that they are and who they are, make the announcement that we think could be similar or something coming in 68 days, and we're all positioned. There's going to be a whole lot of people making more money than ever made before. That's what everybody's part of right now. This is nothing to play around with. This is big. And when you've got people like Steve Thompson and Brian McClure and myself and other leaders who are out on the road busting their butts going through the holidays, that should send a clear message. There's something pretty special going on. Just spoke to Brian. Brian just got back from Japan. Guys over there in Japan, you want to talk about, and you guys know what that beatdown's like over there, that flight, and then going around on the trains and doing that. Brian just came back from there, and now he's getting ready to fly up here for the power trip. Why is a man who made $50 million busting his butt like this? Because he knows. He knows what's coming, and so do I. And if you don't take advantage of this, shame on you. That's why, Richard.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just we got to tour around with Brian here in Japan, and it was good times. And he's certainly working a pretty rigorous schedule while he's here in Japan, and I know he's burned the midnight oil coming back there. You know, we're about to leave here. This is a week of packing up. We've been here 18 months. You know, this is the hardest I've worked in Ambit in, you know, a long time. And it's been a great experience for our family and for our business. So it's a bittersweet week. We've made a lot of great friends here, a lot of great business partners. And I know Japan will always be in our future. You know, the thing I, you know, keep getting reminded of is the talk that Jerry did at Ambition. You know, you talk about we're a part of something special. And we are. I mean, I'll just sideline here real quick before I continue. I was going to say is you talk about all the people that have made lots of money, but you talk about that mid-ground, that mid-level. You know, I'll put our mid-level up against any network marketing company because most mid-level is very, very narrow in other companies. We just had a senior consultant this past Ambition get their yellow jacket. I mean, name one company that's even remotely possible. Two promotions into the comp plan after several years of building and able to make $1 million plus just mostly on residual. That right there should tell you what our seven-level comp plan does for somebody. And I think next year we're going to see other seniors. And I think in years to come we're going to see regional consultants who got something started, maybe something happened in their life, but they stayed consistent. And they never promoted any further, but they sponsored some really good people, and they've got an incredible residual income. That's why I know our comp plan is so special, because no one gets left behind. You just got to start something good. But I'll go back to Jerry talking about it's the power of it, you know, the age of power. And part of being something special is just knowing that we're at the beginning and the forefront of technology changing. You know, they're starting to talk about wireless electricity, getting rid of the power lines. You know, other network marketing companies are talking about changing their ingredients in their protein powder or their makeup or whatever it is. So what do you think about this? I mean, we're in network marketing. That's an industry. But we're in energy. But we're at the beginning and the forefront of an industry transforming radically over the next 10, 20, 30 years that our kids are going to be experiencing technology with power like never before. What about that gets you excited?
You know, that's a great question. And first of all, thank you and Mary for your sacrifices. I know what you guys have done building Japan Ambit. And I did not know that you guys were still over there. I knew you were coming home sometime this month. So I guess it's early in the morning over there. Is it 10 in the morning? Is that what it is, Richard?
No, it's new. It's a little. We started this call at noon because of daylight savings in America. We don't have daylight savings here.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for that. You know, guys, that's what excites me the most. When I got started, Richard, you and Mary, it was just in Texas. And when I got started, it was October of 2007, and it was in Texas and New York City. I couldn't be my own customer. I lived 50 miles east of New York City, and I remember sharing this opportunity with other people at the beginning. I always use that slide in my presentation. When I signed up in this company October 7th of 2007, Ambit had less than 100,000 customers. Their annual revenue through that day, when Brian took me down there, thank you, Brian, was about $30 million. They were in Texas and New York City. And what got me excited was that Chris and Jerry painted the picture of where this thing was going to be 5, 10, 15 years from now. And every single thing that they told me at that meeting before I signed up, they've accomplished $1 billion in annual revenue multiple times, over 1 million customers, 1.2 million to be exact, 16 states, Japan and Canada. And so the fact of electricity and people switching over to electric cars, which you know is coming. The other thing we talked about expansion, and Richard, I hope you don't mind me talking about this a little bit, because in 48 hours, we've got a very important election. And if you know anybody out in Nevada, that is a market that you want to be reaching out to. 2 years ago in November, we had the first vote in Nevada, and about 73% of the population out there voted for deregulation of energy. And unfortunately, in our country, whether you like it or not, we've got two parties, and one party wants to regulate everything. And we've got to make sure that we are educating people in Nevada that deregulation is safe. It can lower the cost, as you've seen in Texas and other places. And so, you know, guys, you've got a choice on Tuesday. You know, as a business owner, I'm looking for the party that is going to give me the opportunity to move forward. And so, you know, we've got to make a decision on this. And I would encourage everybody that has a friend or a family member out in Nevada to make sure that you call them and tell them to vote for the party that's going to deregulate energy out there, because that's one of the things that Jerry and Chris talked about. You know, you guys have known Jerry for a long time, like I have. Jerry's usually pretty conservative from the front of the room. When Jerry gets up there at Ambition 2018 and talks about Ambition being a $2 billion company, and then he talks about the potential of electricity in not only Nevada, but possibly Arizona and California, as business owners, we need to do our job on Tuesday and make sure that Nevada gets deregulated. So I'm calling everybody I know in Nevada and telling them, hey, deregulation's a good thing. Look what they're doing in Texas. We need to make sure we get out there and vote for it on Tuesday out there. And then, you know, the second thing is what you talked about. I mean, the number of people that are going to be switching from gas automobiles to electricity automobiles. And just based on that, you know, Tony Procopio does a great job of training on that, and he talked about that, about what that's going to do to everybody's electricity bill. And that's why it's so important to go out there and gather loyal customers. And, you know, guys, I look at where we've come, and you guys have been in this longer than I have. Think about where we were in 2006 and 2007. Think about where we are now. You know, and I was talking to some people today, Rich, and I was telling them the difference. Would you rather be an Ambit when it's $455 to get started, or $100? Would you rather be an Ambit when it's Texas and part of New York City, or a part of New York, which was New York City, or 16 states, Japan, and Canada? Would you rather be an Ambit with the tools that are in place, the power zone, the trainings, the leadership that's in place, or Carlos Marin DVD? Would you rather be an Ambit when we didn't have free electricity or free gas or some of the things we have now or back then? And guys, it's much better now. And when you look at the horizon of where this thing is going, you know, I tell people all the time, I get goosebumps thinking about, it's nice to get paid on electricity bills up here in Maine, but we got about one week of summer up here, Richard. Can you imagine getting paid on electricity bills in July and August in Phoenix or Las Vegas or Death Valley, California? You know, that's the potential we have here, and we need to do our part. And you know, Chris and Jerry are doing everything they can. They've got John Burke and the group down there looking at different avenues. And, you know, when he talks about where this thing's going in the future, it's pretty staggering. And I'm excited about it, because being part of a billion-dollar company is great, but being part of something and helping a lot of people as it goes from a billion to 2 billion, as we continue to expand, as there's things that we're going to be getting paid on moving forward that we don't even know of today. And Chris and Jerry are positioning us for that. It's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. You know, I'm excited that, you know, but I know if my kids choose to be in the business, Brittany's in the business. She's a senior consultant while she's going to college full time. But I'm excited that I know that this business is going to be around and be here for my daughter Vivian, who's about to turn 14. So when she's 18, she'll have an opportunity to come into the business. My son Zachary, who's 10. So, you know, I'm looking at over the next 10, 20 years how this is going to impact our family, and not just our kids, but our kids' kids. And that's what we're super excited about, that I know that this company and this industry is going to continue to evolve, and it's great to be a part of the company that is leading the charge. And I think that's a lot of people that don't realize that this company is leading the charge. Even here in Japan, we've been here operating, you know, for about 14 months of doing billing cycles, right? Because we started in May of 17, but we didn't start taking on customers, turning them on, energized, until August. And Ambit just got ranked number 20 out of 400 licensed companies. So we're in the top 20 after just about a year of operations. And, you know, this is a country that has very minimal penetration yet on deregulation. It's only maybe 10% of the entire customer base in Japan has tried a new company. And then I look at people that talk about, well, Texas, you know, been operating there 12 years. You know, it's got to be over. It's like, we got 7% market share. We still turn out executives every month, and we turn out nationals every few, 3-4 months. And I know that's the case up in the Northeast. You know, we are cranking out executives and nationals on a regular basis, and every year at Ambition and Simulcast, we're handing out new yellow jackets and some purple jackets and some higher jackets. So it's just an exciting time. Ray, final comments. You know, Power Trip's coming up. We got some. If you're not registered for simulcast, by the time you get off this call, make it happen. Plant your flag in the future for 2019. Otherwise, you're going to look behind you and go, "What was I thinking?" But just some final comments, Ray.
You know, Richard, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me on here. I am excited to be here, and obviously, hopefully, everybody heard the excitement in my voice regarding Ambit. As a veteran of 22 years, there's just certain times I look back on. And knowing that something was coming, wishing I would have worked harder and shared it with more people and pushed people a little bit harder to just prepare. Here's what I know. In 5 days in Scranton, we've got a big event up here in the Northeast. You've got a man who's made $50 million, who continues to go out there and work hard, who just got to Japan. You've got Jerry coming. You've got the top leaders coming in all over the place who are going to come share their excitement, their enthusiasm, their knowledge. You know it's going to be a great event. Why would you not be there if you're in the Northeast? The big one is the simulcast, Richard. I can't emphasize enough. You know, we realized that in the past couple of years, the reason that people weren't coming to Hartford is it was easier to have watch parties. And so we decided to make it a special weekend. You know, we've got the simulcast. Chris and Leslie Chambliss coming up here. Brian McClure is actually making his first visit ever to simulcast up here in January because Brian hates the cold and hates the snow. And we promised him it would be 65 degrees and sunny in Hartford on January 12th and 13th. So hopefully that'll happen. Everybody pray for that. We've got the after party that night. I mean, I'm excited about the announcements, but I'm more excited to be talking about the announcements and sharing the excitement, enthusiasm with everybody afterwards. And then the next day we have a leadership breakfast with Brian and myself, going to talk about going over the promotion. Then we got Walter Bond up here. The reason I am so excited is I'm going to be 52 years old here this week, Richard. And in life, when I look back on life, I look back on certain things that have happened in my life. There's certain times that I remember where things just all came together and it turned out to be just an incredible blessing to me and a lot of other people. And the reason is preparation. We've talked about that this whole call. In 68 days, there's going to be big, big stuff coming. I guess the question is, are you going to take advantage of it? Are you going to be able to stay focused? Are you going to be able to get promoted? Or are you going to be one of those people that's going to be wondering, well, it always happens to Brian, or it always happens to Richard Merritt, or it always happens to Kirk. Listen, we're not telling you that this is possibly going to happen. We see what's going on. I get it. The toughest challenge that everybody in this business has is it's between your ears. It's making excuses. It's trying to figure out if it's worth doing it. And I can tell you this, Richard, I woke up this morning and I looked out my back window. I looked at a snow-covered Mount Washington. And what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful view because of this business and the people that I've been able to meet, the lights that were able to change. Just getting off that conference call, I was congratulating Anthony Colletti and Kirk Horan because this lady on their team, they're able to change her life and her family's life. Couldn't work. Now is an executive consultant in an incredible company at the right time. The first consultant that she signed up in her executive consultant business is her 19-year-old daughter, who told me she's going to be an RC this week. Where else for $100 can you change people's lives, hang out with incredible people, have a lot of fun, go to trainings, go to parties? I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this. And I just don't think most people realize what they've got here. And, guys, it's not always about the money. We talk about the money, but I tell you what, I'd give the $13 million back to Chris and Jerry if I could keep all the relationships, the friends, that you know, you and Mary, J.M., Kirk Horan, Coach Alan Johnson, Brian McClure, Tim and Sonia Devine, Jane, Teresa Sanborn, my girlfriend Kayla. I mean, the relationships and what we've got here, and there's a lot of people I can mention. We're a family here. We've got something real, real, real special. And you have the opportunity to be a part of it, and you have the opportunity to be a big part of it because the best years in Ambit are in front of us. You know, we're a little over 12 years, and for the most part, everything's been good. You have a couple hiccups along the way, and people are wondering, what's going on? Guys, listen, I'm excited. I am extremely excited. I am focused on the future. I am focused on the next 68 days. I'm focused on the end of January, taking advantage of whatever Chris and Jerry announces. And then I'm excited to have the Super Bowl party on February 3rd with all the people who see what I see, who put their heads down and went to work, who stayed focused during the holidays, who got to the simulcast, who got their team there, who prepared for what's coming on January 12th and took advantage of it. Richard, these are big times that we live in. If we're an Ambit consultant, everybody needs to get laser focused, because if you don't, you're going to wake up on January 14th and realize a lot of time went by that you could have prepared and you didn't. and you're going to be kicking yourself because you're going to start making phone calls on January 14th on Monday saying, oh my God, I don't have a list made. Oh, I don't have anybody who went to simulcast with me is going to take advantage of this. And you're going to start getting frustrated because of what's happening. And you're going to start hearing all these new ECs and SCs and RCs and promotions and everything going on. We want you to be part of this. The reason we're telling you this is we don't get paid for the number of people who go to simulcast. We're doing it because we understand going to simulcast can change your life. 4 years ago at simulcast, a guy by the name of Ed Thompson was a senior consultant on my team, went there, wasn't really plugged in, went there, got excited. 1 week later, he signed up Tim and Sonia Devine, who was a stranger on Facebook. 4,000 consultants came in from that organization. He went from an SC to EC. All five of his ECs came in from that organization. Why? Because he went to simulcast, got excited, and made one more contact. That's what happens. When people go there, they get excited. They reach out to other people. They share it with other people. And somebody's going to pick up the phone who's praying for an opportunity. He's going to join this business, and they're going to be the next Marcia Santos or this gentleman that joined Tony Procopio's team who went EC in 40 days or 35 days or whatever it is. What happens if that person joins your team on this call? Guys, it's going to happen over and over and over and over again. And I agree with Jerry. The harder you work, the luckier you get. You got 68 days. Don't take it lightly. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Besides that, you need to be focused on getting promoted and getting people to simulcast, whether it's Houston, Hartford, or streaming it live. I look forward to seeing everybody at Power Trip and seeing a bunch of you at the simulcast. It's going to be a great time.
Right. Thanks so much. Love you, brother. It's always awesome to have you on the call. I always get fired up, you know, and I was just sitting there thinking about the lady that you told me got promoted to EC, just being in the country just a few years. You know, I really do believe that Ambit is your best access to the American dream. You know, I've owned traditional businesses. I've beat my head. I've watched my father come here as an immigrant and become successful and beat his head through traditional business, achieving the American dream. But in my personal opinion, Ambit is your access to the American dream. If you truly want to change your life, this is how you do it. And the only way I know how to do it is get around the right people as soon as possible. So, Ray, brother, I can't wait to visit you sometime when we're back in the States. Thank you so much for being on the call. Thank you for your leadership of this entire company. And just can't send you enough blessings. So thank you, brother.
I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Safe travels. Look forward to seeing you soon. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And hope to see a lot of you at Power Trip. Richard, thank you. And Mary and Jay. Love you guys.
Thank you. Jay Emma, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard. That was by far the best call I've ever listened into on so many different levels. Very inspiring. What we're going to do right now, just give it 5 seconds so Ray can hear people saying thank you for the call. Let's make it happen. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Next week, Brooke Thedford is going to be the moderator. She's going to be the one bringing up Richard and Mary, and she's an incredible leader in his business. I saw her do an online presentation, one of the best I've ever seen in my career. So I'm gonna unmute the phones. Just give it about 5 seconds, and everyone can say goodnight to Ray, and we will see everyone soon. Have a great night.